Calling all small firm architects, it's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast, it's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Welcome to the Entree Architect Studio. Hi, my name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where every Friday I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Entree Architect Studio is a series of special bonus episodes where I invite inspiring, passionate people to share their knowledge and information about the building products and the services to help you build better buildings. I'm glad you're here. Let's go see who's joining us today at the Entree Architect Studio. And one more quick note before we get started. This episode was recorded live at AIA Conference in Chicago at the RCAT booth under the Big Red A. So please enjoy the background noise as an added feature to this episode. Let's get to it. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Beth McGuire. I'm an architectural and design representative.
What's your role at Benjamin Moore? What is that?
So I call on everyone from stagers, interior designers, both residential and commercial. I call on architects, small firms, large firms, and individuals that are just have their own.
Are you based regionally, or
I am?
What's your region?
My area is I cover all of Michigan and most of Indiana.
All right. That's a pretty big area.
It is.
A lot of travel.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Benjamin Moore and what they're doing recently.
So the one thing I love about Benjamin Moore is that, you know, we have always been about innovation. And so we have some new products that have come out in recent years. Also, we're going through a little bit of a portfolio kind of optimization. And what that means is that we're looking at all of our products and we're saying, you know, how do we improve on some? How do we get rid of some duplicates?
Yeah.
And really making it easier for the specifier, that end user. So there are, you know, so many products that can do the same thing that it makes it a little bit easier to choose a product.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the systems that you have to help architects specify Benjamin Moore feet.
So we do have RCAT. We have different tools for helping them to write their specifications. Most of the architectural reps, what we do is we work with the architects directly, and they might need product information or specification a specific project, but then they also might need assistance with their master specs, you know, putting us next to competitive products. And so we have to do a lot of research on, we have to know not only our products, but our competitors as well.
Yeah, for sure. So I know I'm a residential architect. We specify Benjamin Moore all the time. So we have the big cases in multiple forms. How are those updated? Are they updated on a regular basis, and how do they get updated?
So again, we will go into a firm, into their library, make sure that they're updated. As a company, we updated our color tools back in 2016. Believe it or not, we had different color tools in Canada than the U.S.
Oh, wow.
And we sort of combined those, which was very smart. And so we have those tools available to the architects, designers. We'll go into their library and provide those.
Do you, as a representative, do you ever go into the field, what, you know, after the specification to do any work?
Sure. Sometimes we get asked to go into the field, maybe while the project is going. They'll want us to look at a difficult substrate, maybe, or they'll want us to view kind of what they're working on, to maybe recommend a product. Or, you know, there might have been something that was painted before, maybe not our product. And so they'll, maybe there's an issue and they'll want us to take a look so that we can troubleshoot for them down the way.
How has the industry changed in paint, right? I've been an architect for 25 years. Paint has changed dramatically since I started. What are some of the specific things that have changed over the last couple of decades?
So for us at Benjamin Moore, a lot has changed. You know, primarily our tint system. You know, for many years we had oil-based paints in the industry,
right.
And then, you know, 70s latex became kind of the primary thing that people used. And there really was a system out there called universal tint colorants that were meant to tint those two broad categories of paint. The problem with that is that you're trying to mix a solvent-based colorant with a water-based paint, and so you have to add chemicals and things like that to get them to emulsify or you know, work together. And so when you're adding a lot of colorant to a deep, dark color, what happens is you can get things like color rub off and all of that. And so at Benjamin Moore, our chemists developed this, as the VOC laws were changing, they developed this system called Gen-X. And it is proprietary colorant system at Benjamin Moore. And it really eliminates all of those kind of those extra chemicals that you would put in. It's really like mixing paint with paint. So they're what we call resin rich. They contain resin, which is a component of paint that gives the paint its performance characteristics, like how well does it wash up or touch up. And so now with those deep, dark colors, you're getting a product, a great product to start with. You're tinting it on a better system. You get better fade resistance, better hide, and all of those things.
Yeah, so it's amazing how the quality has improved. Even in the last 10 years, you know, that it's gone from, you know, when VOCs became the, you know, the big critical push to make some big changes, those early VOC paints were a little rough.
They were. And, you know, it's funny, some of those early paints, they didn't really want us to talk about low VOC because they were not the best performers, but actually they were, you know, on our Gen-X system. But those have improved so much over the years, those low VOC, a lot of our products are low VOC or zero VOC, like our commercial line Ultra Spec 500, that's zero VOC, and then it's tinted with our zero. So we have a lot of products that meet that. And so many, because of the laws, a lot of those products for interiors.
Yeah. So with architects, I'm sure you do lunch and learns and that kind of thing. Are there any other services that you provide for architects to help them learn about paint and paint products?
So we'll do, yes, we would do, we partner with organizations like AIA. We do events where we will host, different CEUs and things like that. We try to work with individual chapters wherever we are. I work with AIA Grand Rapids. And so to work with those individual areas where we can present, you know, materials, maybe at their local meetings or things. So we have those opportunities as well as the...
Any idea anywhere you want to go next?
You know, I actually just talking about kind of the extra service, you know, kind of what we connect, I guess, you know, we have the ability to, again, work with, you know, individual architects, medium and large firms, and small firms too. And we really want to be their advocate, you know, for the architect. Just like you guys are the advocate for your client, we want to be your advocate, your advisor. We want you to call us when you have questions about products for your individual projects, because a lot of times, you know, a master spec is going to be just kind of every substrate you can probably imagine. But so often on projects, it's very specific, right, that you're working on. You might have, you think you've seen it all, and yet you've got this unique situation where you go, gosh, what do I use here? And so that's where we, as the ADRs, we want to be here for you to call us and just say, hey, what do you recommend?
Yeah. Is Benjamin Moore doing anything on the trade side to improve the application of the product?
Oh, absolutely. Perfect example is our booth, Aura. It is our top of the line, generally used in residential, though it could be used commercially as well. We listened. We listened to the not only specifier, but we listened to the end user, the painter who is applying it. The open time on the Aura it dried very quickly.
Right.
It was a nice thing, but for them, they wanted a little bit more time. So we improved on that with our satin and our summit gloss, so that as they're painting trim and such, they have a little bit more time to work with the product.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Really like that.
Yeah, because I mean that's a big piece, right, of paint work is that the skills of the pros putting the paint on is really a big piece of it, right? That
absolutely. And we really try, before we ever release a product out into the world, we go through rigorous testing. We bring painters in, we have them give us feedback. We have a testing facility in Flanders, New Jersey, which is our test farm. Really cool place.
I've driven right by it a couple of times. Yep.
It's pretty remarkable if you visit it. And we have paint on every surface, vertical and horizontal. Our chemists out there, they get the product, they're applying it. They don't know actually what they're applying, but next to competitive products, and then they test it and they make sure that it goes through and will do what we say it's going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Those testing areas must be really interesting with all the different colors and the different types of paints. Are there areas within that facility that sort of just are, walls of different color paints?
In our corporate office, for sure. And in those, yeah, they will definitely, they're pretty colorful. But it's amazing. The test farm itself is pretty colorful because of all the different, trying to test different pigments as well. So.
Where do you think the paint industry is moving towards in the future? What's coming next?
I think we're always going to be have to keep a keen eye on that environmental piece of it. I once had a student ask me, knowing what we know, why isn't every paint zero VOC? And great question. But, sometimes you're talking high performance products, you need to add some components that will, give you the durability. But I think it's always going to be headed, especially for interiors, you want to be cognizant of that.
Yeah. Well, it only gets better, right? Every time I use another can of Benjamin Moore, it's the color is richer, the application is easier, it's more durable. It's amazing the durability of paint. It's that used to you rub against it and the paint would wear. Today, you put on the paint and it's really hard to damage it.
It is, and it's really a testament to not only the paint itself, but the colorant system. And I think it's one of the things that has always really drew me to the company is the innovation. We've got all of these products that really, I think, solve a problem for either the painter or for the designer. For example, we have a product called Aura Bath and Spa. Now, I love a matte finish everywhere in my house, but then you get to the bathroom and you have to have something a little higher sheen so that you can resist the water. We came out with a product, Aura Bath and Spa, that resists moisture, so you don't get that, that kind of weeping that you would see, and you can use a lower sheet in your bathroom. So pretty interesting. We recently came out on the commercial side with a product called Command. And Command really allows for facilities to be able to come in and take one product. And so it really speeds up the turnaround time and all of those things. And it's a urethane, so urethanes dry to a very hard finish. And they're also UV resistant, which means they can be dissolved.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, paint is chemistry, right? And is there anything from a technology point of view that Benjamin Moore is doing, that makes either the product or the service better? Are there any specification technologies that are coming along?
So, I go back to our chemists. We, every year, prior to the 2019,
right.
Before we actually, at our annual sales meeting, we would have the chemists come in, which was the last few years we had that. It was so wonderful because we got a glimpse into their world and to be able to see what they're working on. Things that may not come out for several years, but just knowing that they really are innovative and they're trying to always come out with things to really answer what you're talking about and think, you know, what could paint be in the future.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. They're really very interesting. So what's your favorite color?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Right now,
be specific.
I'm very into navy. One of my favorites that I recommended to a lady this morning actually is a called Polo Blue, and it's a very blackened navy. It's beautiful. So it's one of my favorite colors
is a blackened blue. We just painted our foyer. It wasn't that color, but it was a very dark blue, and love it.
Good. Yep. So that's my color of the day, I should say.
Well, Beth, I appreciate you coming by here talking about Benjamin Moore and the future of paint. I've learned a lot, and I appreciate you coming by and talking about it.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you.
If you liked this episode of the Entree Architect podcast, please share a rating on your podcast player right now. Go ahead. Click 5 stars. Then write a review and share a link to this special episode with a friend. This episode of the Entree Architect Studio, it was brought to you by ARCAD, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more, all for free at ARCAD.com. Go check them out, ARCAD.com. Entree Architect is a member of Gable Media, the largest, most engaged podcast network in the world that's dedicated exclusively to the AEC industry. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GableMedia.com. If you offer building products or serve the AEC industry and you want to join me here at the Entree Architect Studio, let's connect. Send me an email at podcast@entrearchitect.com. That's podcast@entrearchitect.com. Thanks for listening to this special episode here at the Entree Architect Studio. I'll be back with our next regular episode of the Entree Architect podcast this Friday. Until then, love, learn, and share what you know.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.